paper chase.
Abstract number one, the effect of a resuscitation strategy targeting peripheral perfusion status versus serum lactate levels on 28-day mortality among patients with septic shock. The Andromeda Shock randomized controlled trial.
Okay.
This is by Hernandez et al., and this is in JAMA. So treating septic shock has moved to the sort of forefront of emergency care, and the Surviving Sepsis campaign recommends targeting the normalization of lactate levels to sort of decide if you are achieving adequate resuscitation. Now, this has led to most of us enjoying hospital-based protocols that involve not one, but often multiple lactate measurements during their ED management, and much broader use of lactate testing overall in patients with suspected sepsis, who have that kind of like the SIRS alert pops up on your EMR. And we're putting a lot of faith in this lactate, but it definitely has some issues, including that it can be elevated from other causes outside of tissue hyperperfusion. Normalization of lactate levels might be delayed until after shock resolution, and lactate measurements might not always be readily available, especially depending on sort of what part of the world you work in. So is there a better alternative? Observational studies have shown that simple clinical signs of delayed peripheral perfusion are also associated with organ failure and mortality, and yep, we're talking about cap refill.
Oh yeah, of course.
So this is the Andromeda Shock randomized controlled trial conducted at 28 hospitals in 5 different countries. It's all South America, Argentina, Chile, Colombia, Ecuador, and Uruguay, on adult patients with early, less than 4 hours, septic shock admitted to the ICU, excluding patients with active bleeding, severe ARDS, dialysis patients, and those with a DNR status. So they randomized 424 patients to either peripheral perfusion targeted resuscitation. So what they did here was they sort of standardized the way they checked the cap refill. They used one of those old school microscope slides, put it on the finger, had it the finger go totally white for 10 seconds, and then released it and counted the time, you know, which took to fill back up.
What's a new school microscope slide?
I just haven't seen one for a while.
That doesn't mean it's old school. It just means you haven't been in the lab, dude. That's all. True. They're still the same slides.
Yeah, they don't have like a fancy cover, like edges or something now. So they were randomized to either targeting peripheral perfusion or targeting the lactate level with a goal of clearing lactate or dropping the level by 20% every time they checked it. So cap refill was checked every 30 minutes and lactate levels were sent every 2 hours. Patients in either group who did not meet their goals were managed with a 3-stage protocol. It's pretty complicated for the first 8 hours of the study, but basically progresses from giving more fluids to starting the patient on pressors and then finally giving them inotropes. Baseline characteristics between the groups were similar. The mean age was just over 60 years, Apache score of 22, a mean SOFA score of 9.65. The ED was the source of admission in about 3/4 of the patients. So the primary outcome of mortality at 28 days was 43% in the lactate group and 35% in the peripheral perfusion group. And they calculated a p-value there, and the p-value came out to 0.06.
The dreaded 0.06.
Yeah. So there was significantly less organ dysfunction at 72 hours after randomization in the peripheral perfusion group. So mean SOFA score was 1 point less in that group. There were no significant between group differences in the 6 other secondary outcomes they looked at, including ventilator-free days, pressor-free days, hospital length of stay, and ICU length of stay. Interestingly, patients in the peripheral perfusion group, so they were just, you know, targeting the cap refill, actually received less fluids overall, less resuscitation fluids in the first 8 hours, but 0.5 liter less. So this is an incredibly well-done trial with some pretty big differences between groups, which they end up reporting as a negative study for their primary outcome. Unfortunately, I think that the study is underpowered to answer their question. Their power calculation was based on an assumption that 28-day mortality would be reduced from 45% in the lactate group, which is sort of what we think about as a septic, you know, mortality.
That's a pretty high sepsis mortality rate, though. Most of the trials we see now are running more like 30%.
So they wanted to reduce it from 45 to 30. So they were looking for just checking the cap refill to make a 15% difference, which I think is unrealistic. Another weakness is that adjustments were made in the cap refill group every 30 minutes, so they sort of could tweak the fluids and the pressors and stuff like that, as opposed to only adjusting things every 2 hours in the lactate group, which definitely could bias things against the lactate group because they're intervening a little earlier in the cap refill group. But overall, I think this is a very well-conducted randomized control trial that probably should make us think a little bit about our current practice of targeting resuscitation to lactate values in patients with septic shock. Now, I'm not saying we should stop sending lactates or these numbers should be totally ignored in favor of just, you know, checking a cap refill, but it is nice to see a really big international study touting the value of clinical exam over laboratory testing. There definitely were differences between the groups, so I think there is something to this trial. You know, maybe it's just checking more frequently, assessing more frequently. Yeah. I don't know if it was actually the cap refill, but they did find a mortality decrease of almost 10%, which is pretty big. So there's something here. I don't think we're ready to abandon the lactate yet, but it's nice to see a focus on good old clinical exam.